Fifth pack of creases, seventh mission. Chaticha shel chaylev, chaticha shel chaylev kodesh. Two pieces of meat in front of him. One was chaylev, and one was chaylev and kodesh. And he ate one of them. Ochel echad mehem, he ate one of them. Any day, he doesn't know which one he ate. Maybe chatas. He definitely brings a chatas because either way he went, he's chayv a chatas. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, maybe Oshem Toli, because he holds that you bring a maybe Oshem Toli and Suffolk. Suffolk Me'ilah. Yeah. Ochel as a shnia, he ate the second one. Then he maybe shnei chatos v'oshem vada. Why? Because he ate two times chaylev and one time me'ilah. So two chatos for the chaylev and one an oshem for the. Yeah. Ochel echad as a nishoinu v'achav ochel as a shnia. One person ate one piece, another one ate the other piece. They don't know which one they ate. Zemi bichatos, zemi bichatos. Each one has to be a chatos because they definitely ate chaylev. It's a suffix if they ate the me'ilah. So Rabbi Kiva, maybe Yashem Toli, because he holds and suffix me'ilah, you bring Yashem Toli. But if Tanakam holds not like that, that Yashem Toli is not brought on suffix me'ilah. Rabbi Shimon, zechatas vezechatas shnei mevim ochem echad. He says each one brings one chatas and they make a condition between the two of them. Whoever ate the me'ilah, the ashram will be for him, and they chip in together and buy it and make this condition. Rabbi Yosi, on the previous Mishnah, you say that you cannot make this condition since they're in doubt. Each one brings ashram toli.